Each year, the American people seem to trust the media less and less. This is from the Daily Wire. It's funny because it includes not just the story of the study and the research, but it includes the reason why it's never going to change or be fixed. I'll just read portions of this to you because it's worth a listen. This year's annual survey from Edelman shows trust in traditional media and social media are at all-time lows. The annual trust barometer, shared exclusively with Axios, which is one of these left-wing websites that's part of the problem, found fewer than half of Americans trust traditional media for the first time since the survey began. That's once again, fewer than half of Americans trust traditional media. That's the first time that number has been that low since the survey began. But it's not just a lack of trust, okay? Why would you not trust somebody or something? There's a number of reasons. Well, that guy screws up all the time. He makes a lot of mistakes, you know? I'm worried about him. Or he says he's going to be here at a certain time and he doesn't show up. That's a reason not to trust somebody, that they can't stay on time. He's told me multiple times he's going to change and he never does. Okay, that's a good reason. But how about this? 56% of Americans agree with the statement that journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. Once again, journalists and reporters are purposely trying to mislead people by saying things they know are false or gross exaggerations. That's what 56% of Americans agree with. That's a statement that 56% of Americans agree with. So there's another reason not to trust somebody. The guy lies. He lies all the time. He's a liar. This is why over half of America doesn't trust the media. They're liars. 58% think most news organizations are more concerned with supporting an ideology or political position than with informing the public. They'd rather their side be right, and they'll write it that way even if they're not, than tell us the truth. When Edelman re-polled Americans after the election, the figures had deteriorated even further. 57% of Democrats trust the media, but only 18% of Republicans, which is bad given the fact that we're split pretty much 50-50 if you take those who are whole hog on board with their political party and those that lean, okay? So here's the part that's the most interesting about this story. The media doesn't seem interested in repairing that trust. The first person Axios quoted about the problem was a woman trying to correct misinformation about vaccines, a laudable goal, but who told the New York Times, "We don't have a misinformation problem. We have a trust problem." I'm going to call that BS. That is not true. I would say we very much have a misinformation problem. I mean, for 2 years, the media reported breathlessly about sources who were familiar with the matter. That's just like one of those terms that you use when you don't want to use somebody's name. They don't want to give you their name because they don't want to be beholden to this. Sources that are familiar with the matter. And they claimed that Donald Trump colluded with Russia to steal the 2016 election. Later, we get the Mueller report. Absolutely nothing. Nothing in there. Could not find anything. It was pathetic. I mean, the whole thing is embarrassing. Then you had the Covington Catholic situation where they said that this was a group of racist kids who were causing problems and, you know, taunting other groups. And it turns out that the exact opposite was true. And the media still wouldn't say, "Oh, gosh, we got that wrong. Sorry." No, they would rather give Nicholas Sandman hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, than say, "Sorry, we got that wrong. We shouldn't have done that." Think about that for a second. They would rather come up with millions of dollars to pay someone than admit that they were wrong when everyone could clearly see they were wrong. They wouldn't be admitting anything. We all know it. But they couldn't bring themselves to do it. And then you have the reverse case where you have Jussie Smollett. This is where they bought wholly and entirely into the story of a guy who said that he was out during a polar vortex at 2 o'clock in the morning in a largely African-American section of Chicago. And two white guys in MAGA hats attacked him, happened to have a noose that they wrapped around his neck, and poured bleach on him. That didn't sound suspicious to them at all? Really? It's a polar vortex. The temperature's like minus 17. Minus 17. And we're in this African-American section of Chicago where white guys would stick out like a sore thumb, and you're telling me they're walking around here with Make America Great Again hats? And they think they're going to survive that trip? And they recognized you, the black gay actor from Empire? Point me toward one Trump supporter who would recognize Jussie Smollett just by looking at him. Seriously. And the media, nope, sounds good to me. Sounds exactly, that's reasonable. I see no reason to question or investigate this in any way, shape, or form. Morons. Story, of course, fell apart later. Media still hasn't apologized for that. Still hasn't, they still haven't come out and said, okay, here's another one we screwed up, sorry. So Axios, who I've mentioned as part of the problem, instead of insisting the media stop spreading misinformation, Axios' big suggestion was for America's CEOs, which is the group found to be most trusted by those surveyed, start embracing news outlets. Well, if these CEOs would just say these news outlets are okay, then people would start trusting them. The CEOs aren't going to do that because they're part of America and they know that the news outlets aren't okay. I give you that information because this is really a good idea. This is actually a fair, this is actually a really kind of interesting story in that we all like to think, oh, geez, nobody sees this. We're the only ones seeing this. We see this and nobody else sees this. 56% of America is on your side. 56% of America believes that the press makes crap up. They make it up. And that 58% believe that they're more interested in pushing an agenda than giving you the facts. You're not alone, is my point. You're not alone. And more importantly, the media seems to think that they're getting away with it and they show no signs of stopping and they're going to keep doing it. So when they go and continue and they're unchecked, it's going to become more and more obvious to more and more people. And the media will be an even larger joke than they are. There are news sources out there that are worthwhile. Sarah Carter's website, Just the News, a good place to go. I have others. I can share them with you as time goes by.